The most obvious ramification is the fact that cervical cancer screening rates have gone up so massively since she first started talking about her own experience with the smear tests and missing tests and so forth. And, you know, that's obviously a very positive outcome and something that she, you know, talked about herself. As far as a kind of broader cultural ramifications are concerned, I think it says a lot about our way of dealing with death, because as fewer and fewer of us are attending any sort of organized religion in our lives, I think we're losing any sense of the old rituals that people had around death and dying and mourning. And so I think simply to be having discussions about this particular case and the way that she has handled her final days has been very useful.
We had an almost unprecedented amount of coverage. Is that going to stop now, that coverage, or do you think that this story will continue to be of interest to people long after Jade's death?
I have to say I very much doubt that the appetite is going to diminish simply because she's no longer on the scene. But in a way, I do hope that the media does withdraw as much as they possibly can to allow the family to conduct its mourning in private. I suppose the question is whether now that her mother and her husband have got so used to conducting this publicly, whether they will in fact continue to do so.
In many ways, Jade is irreplaceable. Basically, the place that she took in the nation's consciousness, she represented part of society which is very rarely represented in such a high profile way. I mean, she came from a very deprived background. She didn't have a great start in life. Do you think that there is anybody who can play that role as well as she did?
I think the thing with Jade was that she found it impossible to be anything other than absolutely herself. And most people, when they get into that position in the public eye, work very hard to construct some sort of persona, either to protect themselves from celebrity or to enhance their celebrity. Whereas Jade, one felt, was nothing other than 100% herself. And so, no, I don't feel that there's really anybody else around at the moment who can step into her shoes.